Welcome to Get Big Out Loud Radio, where we explore living the complex, funny, and beautiful ride of life with me, Carrie Knutson, and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are your thoughts keeping you small? Are you ready to get big? I will offer you ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. Explore what is keeping you small and how to shift your behaviors in order to get big. Learn what is possible for you. Get ready to get big and live life out loud starting now.
That's what we're going to do today. Everybody, look, I am loving this show and absolutely adore Carrie Knutson. And one of the things that I love is when you meet people and you think about, because I'm not very good with time. You know, what I mean is I'm good with time, meaning I'm good with managing time. But what I'm not really very good with is, gosh, no, I don't even know what's showing in my screen right there. What I'm not very good with is I'm not very good with, like, what did you do last week? I just don't think about time. Don't think about the past. Don't think about the future until somebody says something to me. But one of the things I love about Carrie is, like, our time together has gone so quickly. I went back and I looked at some of the shows we've done together. And if you pull these shows out, which really exemplify her area of expertise, would exemplify, like, what she's doing to help people in the world. Now it also exemplifies her being literally out there getting big out loud again. And now it also exemplifies what she does and what she's been doing through the entire COVID thing, reinvented herself, reinvented her platform, reinvented what she did. And then it also exemplifies what it means to get big out loud and be bold. And when I went back and I looked at these, because I'm coming off a little bit of the Oscars, a little bit of Oscar crying, you know, cried last night. Oh my God, I cried at one point. I couldn't catch my breath. I was crying, such tears of gratitude, such amazing people. And then I looked at preparing for today's show. This makes you cry. When you're somebody like Carrie Knutson, who is speaker, you just name it, fabulous coach, helps people both inside and be in the outside world. This show is called Living the Complex, Funny, and Beautiful Ride of Life, Get Big Out Loud. And what does she pick for today? I got you. I got you. It almost makes you want to break out in that, like Jacob, that Sonny and Cher, like, oh my God, am I dating myself here? I got you.
You, babe. You
get, right, Carrie?
That's you, babe, yeah.
That song, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's hard to express gratitude. And we're going to take a really deep dive into I Got You. Mm-hmm. And I was really struck by this and the idea of what it's like to be taken care of. Let's get at it, because I listened to some of the most powerful, I've heard some powerful, you know, Hollywood people accept these awards and some of the most incredible things they've said. But man, there were three of them last night. I will never forget. Deep appreciation of gratitude, having each other's back, gratitude for the people that got them there. I'm telling you, there were all three of the top nods, best supporting actors, best supporting actor, actress, and best actor, actress. I literally cried for 45 minutes. And Linda just thought, do I have to get a plane and get out there? No. Why did I cry? Because I got a sense of what it's like to feel taken care of. How about you, Carrie?
Oh my gosh, Dr. Pat, what an opener. And anyone who knows me knows that I don't know anything about the Oscars or movies. So I can't riff off what you just said. And I know some people are cringing, but that's just me. We don't have a TV. And so we watch.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When you hear things, and you give these speeches.
Yes.
And people hear you. This feeling now, it's been gone for 3 years for people.
Yes.
Why did you pick this?
So the reason I call this I Got You is because I noticed in my own life recently, and it seemed to happen. I kind of, I woke up to it because over the period of a few weeks, I heard it again and again and again from people. Don't worry. I got you. I got you. I got you. And I kept thinking in these moments when people have said that to me, what had it had made me feel something? And it was that attitude. Either they're actually saying, I got you, or the expression of I got you in the work. And it was people doing their jobs, like their J-O-B jobs, but the way they did it, it was that little bit of extension of humanness, of kindness, of being seen. And it made me think about how powerful that idea and that attitude, the I got you attitude, can be in our lives for two different reasons. One is that a lot of times we don't think of ourselves like, you know, what skills do I have or what can I give people? And if you don't think of a tangible skill, like I can't, for me, use a, I don't know, like building equipment. I don't know, like
power tools. I love power tools.
Putting things together is a mystery to me. I see the IKEA directions. I don't know what to do. I literally cried when I got a stroller when my kids were little as a present. I took it out to try to assemble it and I just cried because I'm like, the wheels should make sense where they go, but it was all a mess. And I called a neighbor of mine who's really good at this stuff. He essentially like, I got you. Let's do this. And he literally, his mind works that way. His mind is like, he did it in 10 minutes. And I had been crying for 45 trying to like, but the thing, my mind is just different, right? So when you think about in your life, some people have tangible skill sets, like I can put this thing together, but sometimes it's the intangible, the way they can talk to you, the way they can explain things, an experience that they've had that they can share that makes it better for you. So when you think about the I got you attitude, it's not necessarily a tangible thing that you're like, I can, you know, put this together for you, but it might be the way you explain something or show up for somebody. And that the idea of I got you, I love it because I wanted to focus on two things. The way we give that attitude to people and the fact that everyone has a skill set. Everyone has something that they know about that they can do to give that. And then on the other hand, accepting that help. When someone says, I got you, and saying, thank you. Thank you. And accepting that, because sometimes we resist help or we resist offers because, you know, we feel like, oh, I should be able to do this. So those are the two things I want to talk
about. Well, I want to take a short break because when we come back, I want you to be all over this uninterrupted, because even though people may not, you don't have to watch the Oscars to know the fact that I cried for a good, I think it was 20 or 30 minutes, and cried in a way where I couldn't catch my breath at one speech, because it was exactly about what you're talking about today. You know, it's one thing to be the best at what you do. It's another thing to be so humble and grateful. It's a whole nother thing to talk about things in a way that everybody's heart can be touched. Everyone's heart. Mm-hmm. Everyone's heart. From an actor who is in a blockbuster Spielberg movie many years ago with Harrison Ford, who is now a grown man of Asian descent, now a grown man who got on stage to accept his award by Harrison Ford, the man he was in the movie with when he was 10 years old.
No.
These are the moments we have to capture. Jacob, let's take a short break. When we come back, Carrie's going to walk us through how this shows up. You can be buying a car. You can be shopping. It doesn't matter. This is Carrie Knutson's call to action for all of you. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knutson, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnutsonSpeaks.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thank you for staying with us. It's so cool to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I just want to repeat these words, and then I'm going to just turn the whole thing over to Carrie Knudsen. This is her show, Get Big Out Loud. I get to take this journey and this walk with her. You know, in a way that is so hard for me to describe, I was asked this question not too long ago, and I didn't answer it because I have to think about it. But it was fully expressed for me last night in what some of the people said. Today, I got you. I got you. I mean, those words, Carrie, they're powerful. They're three words. They're powerful. They change lives. Tell us this. Tell us about how this topic came to you and what really showed up for you.
Yeah. So the I got you attitude that I want to go into, I want to give some examples about like how this showed up in my life. And again, just recently I started noticing it more. And then I thought back on my life to all the times when people said, I got you. And it's the idea of being seen in the moment without judgment and someone using their skill set to help you. And then you accepting that with humility and with grace without resistance. And it's also not about one-upping someone. Like, look what I can do. It's like, I can show up for you in this moment and it doesn't cost me anything. It's not a great thing that I'm doing to help you. It's one of my natural skill sets. It's how I can show up. So here's a couple examples of how this I got you attitude looks. Like, this is what I want to tell quick about my sister. When I was pregnant, I had registered at Babies R Us like everyone else in the world. And it was my first baby. And I walked in there and they hand me this, you know, like gun to like you, this scanner gun thing. And you like go to scan what you want. And I walked to the first aisle with my scanner thing. And I burst out into tears because there was literally a wall of pacifiers, like a wall of, and then the next wall was a wall full of kind of stroller things and then baby carriers and all this stuff. And I left the store. I put down the scanner and I left the store because I was going to have a panic attack. And I called my sister. I'm like, how do you know what to buy? Like, how do you know? Do you need 5 or 10? She said, wait, I'll be right there. She drove to the store and literally took that scanner gun. You need 5 of these, 2 of these. Don't buy this. This is a waste. This is a really good product. This one sucks. Wait to see if you need this. Your kid might not like it. She went to the store and in 30 minutes, she's like, boop, 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 boop. No emotion. No. I was like, what should I do? And my first baby stress was adding to the stress of this moment. And my sister saved the day. Literally, she went through Babies R Us, half an hour, did the registry, gave me a high five, and went back to work. And I was standing there speechless because she had that experience before me, right? She had 2 kids. She knew what the deal was, and I knew nothing. And it was in that moment where she's like, I'll be right there. And she took that scanner like she owned a place. And I followed her around Babies R Us saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it's like, that's an I got you moment, right? That someone knows something, that they can do something. Another experience I had recently, I'm at the Toyota dealership for my car. And there's all these repairs that need to get made. And I see like my budget compared to how much the costs are. And, you know, they almost say like, here's what's going to cost. And then you feel like I have to pay the whole thing. And so I asked this woman who was helping me, I'm like, is there any, can you like talk to me about what's going on? Like, can we strategize? Like what needs to happen? She goes, I got you. She pulled up like the 10 things that need to happen, prioritized them. What can wait? What needs to happen now? What the cost difference would be if I put them together or not. Like she took, maybe it was 20 minutes of her time, but she took the whole score sheet, like, put it in order. And then she made a plan and she said, let's do this plan for your car. Pay this today, get this done. We'll like do this next month. And I just was thinking like, I could have never done that. And she could have easily said, I don't know, lady, decide what you want to do or not do. But she's like, I got you. Let's figure this out. And here's another simple example. I'm in a clothing store buying pants and stuff, and I hate to go back and I got the wrong size. I need this size. And does this look good? Whatever. And then the lady who was helping me out, she goes, I can run. We'll get pants all day. We'll try and trade in pairs. Don't ever apologize. Because I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't like these. And I'm sorry at this size. She goes, you know what? I got you. We're going to get you some pants. And again, it's those moments of those little things. She didn't make me feel guilty for running back and forth. Yeah. She listened to what I didn't like about the pants. And she runs the store, so she knows about pants. And I obviously don't. So like those examples just make me think about people showing up to give something that is not necessarily hard for them, using their skill set in a moment where I'm feeling like, ah,
exactly.
Right. And it's those moments in our, I mean, most of us can think about moments in our lives where we're like, I don't know the way, I'm uncomfortable, I hate to ask, but could you help maybe? And then people that can show up, be like, yeah, I can help. Let's do this and do it with love and do it with generosity of spirit and kindness in our hearts. And the effort, again, in the I got you attitude, isn't like, it's not hard for the person giving it. It's a skill set that they have. It's the person getting it that it's hard for. And when you see that in your interactions with people, can I help? Can I be an I got you person? Can I do that for other people in the way that is so beautiful and really heartening when someone does that for you? And I just want to add one more story. And this isn't about a thing necessarily. I had to have surgery in my foot a month or two ago. And I remember so anxious. And all that the nurse did was came in and she said, do you want me to explain again what's going to happen? Like, would that be a helpful thing? Would that, because she could tell I was just getting anxious. And she held my hand. And we had gone over this a bunch, and it wasn't just foot surgery. It wasn't like open heart surgery, right? She could easily said, lady, buck up. It's right. Your foot. Like, you're going to live. Because at one point, I'm like, do you think I'll die from anesthesia? She's like, unlikely. But here, let's go through the procedure again. And she just held my hand. And for the 20th time was like, here's how this is going to go down. And here's what the doctor's going to do. And it was just that kindness of time and attention and being seen without judgment. And I think those things, when they come together for people, it's such a connection. It's such a heartful moment. It's such a human to human kind of special thing that we do for each other, that we can do. And it's in moments like that when you feel like someone says, I got you. And even for listeners out there, if you reflect, do you have a time when someone said, I got you? How did you feel in that moment, right? Yeah. Takeaway. Yeah.
And can we talk about this for a minute? Because one of the things that I want to be very clear about, especially the examples you just brought up, has to do with, it doesn't necessarily have to be a major thing in your life. Mm-mm. But here you are moving right along, and there are many things that happen to us along the way. And, you know, to have somebody step in that literally can do for us what we can't do for ourselves in any given moment. That's what I was trying to say at the top of the hour. You know, the words that were spoken in a pop culture show literally expressed in so many ways beyond what that means. In every day of our lives, we can either be that person for somebody else or have them be. What is the relief it gives you? You know, let's just talk about what that does for us. Mm-hmm. What does that do for all the emotional, vibrational, connecting cells in our body? What did that do for you? You know, I am not a shopper, I will say. I'm not a shopper. And I want to just say, like, my experience that I had to get ready for that music video there with John Legend, and had to find a white outfit, I would have never, ever, ever found it without the most beautiful woman that helped me out. She said, don't worry, I got this. Piled up white outfits in the fall in Seattle. And I wore one to that video. Thank you, Nordstrom's Rack. But you see, I wouldn't have got it.
Yes.
I was lost.
You remember that moment. And you're right. The white right outfit that you needed to get for this thing that you needed to do. And someone doing their job working at Nordstrom's Rack, right, could have easily said, the white outfits are over there. Good luck. Right? They're doing their job. Like, or, you know, let me, here's a fitting room for you, whatever. But there's someone saying, I will pile these up for you. We will find you enough. Like, they make it their mission, right? And you remember, Dr. Pat, you remember. And the thing is, we remember kindness. We remember being seen. We remember the feeling of graciousness. And I think when people extend grace to us, it's again, that human heartfelt kind of, I guess, especially in a world that, like, how smart are you? What can you do? What are you about? Who's better than somebody else? Saying it's not about your smarts. It's about whatever skill set you naturally have in that moment and extending it to another person. The gift is in the giving of the I got you attitude. And that is so important. Like, you remember that feeling, right? And you wore that outfit, and the outfit's probably, you know, in your closet now, but you remember how you felt about that situation in the moment. We remember, there's a great quote by Maya Angelou that says that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Yeah. And this is what the I got you attitude is about. How did it make you feel?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is part of this, that this is, thank you for being specific today about this, because sometimes it's very abstract in the conversation. But you see, you're putting things in the forefront. You know, you're literally going through things. I had a call early this morning with Kim Bright of Bright Corps, and they're helping me get my body ready for my tournament. And I had this call with her because I just love the Bright Corps. I love their Revive product. I love what they do, and I love what they're bringing to the table. And I'm a little fussy. My body doesn't always react well. And I was on a call with her for 45 minutes, and she went over in such great painstaking way what she was putting together and how she was instructing me. I got you, but it was the I got you, and I'm taking action, so you know I got you. See, isn't that like the 1-2 thing right there?
Yes, that's so beautiful. Not only the attitude that I got you, but I take action.
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole thing with I got you, it is easy for them. They have the knowledge. They're willing to share it. They have the time. They're willing to give it. And they're also doing without judgment. And that is the other thing, too, without making you feel like, don't you have this yet? I've already... Like, this is what I got for you. Like, there's so many times in life where I've experienced that, like, I don't know, lady, figure it out kind of attitude. And those things stay with you too, right? So the idea is, can you not only, you know, to have the I got you attitude, but act on it. And that's exactly the idea. How can you think about yourself? How can I act on that? Mm-hmm. And also, how can you appreciate when other people do? Can you thank them? Can you be generous? Can you say, I appreciate that? Like, can you really show that them taking that little extra time made a difference with your own gratitude back? Yeah. And that's, again, the sharing. This is all about what you give, what you get, how you express yourself, how you feel about it. And it's that dynamic that keeps human beings engaged in some of what I think is the best part of being alive. It's how we feel about other people and about ourselves.
You know, I want to talk about people for a minute, because I think you and I both have people in our lives, like regular people, like everyday kind of people we know. I mean, I've heard you talk about your husband before, right? I've heard you do. Look at you smile. How cute is that? Look at how cute that is right there. That, now that's his I got you moment right there. And I've heard you talk about that. You've heard me talk about Linda. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard to describe when somebody is all in for I got you. All in for it. And there are moments where we don't need everybody to be all in. But there are moments when we do need to feel that, where we're feeling a little shaky, we're stumbling a little bit, where we're reminded, right? Now, energetically and from an emotional intelligence point of view, because you're an expert in that field, this is an emotional, what I'd like to call an emotional absorption. Mm-hmm. You know, when we absorb that feeling of I got you, it may hit us intellectually first. right? Mm-hmm. Like I had to have somebody pay for my groceries one day because honestly, I don't know where my wallet went that day. And I had just ring up like about $150 worth of groceries. And literally, they were bagged. And the guy behind me pulled out his debit card as they were getting ready to, like, I didn't have my wallet. I didn't have any cards. I didn't have any. I think I found $20 and paid for my groceries. I did not know this man.
Mm-hmm.
I did pay him back. But the world can be a kind place. I want to talk with you when we come back from break about the other side of that. Because I could have said in that moment, so could you, like in the store, we could have said, no, that's okay. No, that's it's okay. Because I had that thought. I had that, I got you. And then we're like, oh, no, it's okay. It's like, I got you. No. Right? Shut down.
Yep.
What does it feel like to be able to receive the I got you? What does that feel like? If we even say that, if you're like thinking about what Carrie and I just shared, like her experience, and then I'm telling you about like the grocery line, and you're thinking, oh my God, I would have never taken his money. I didn't know who he was. He was a stranger, da, 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 da. What do you have to do to be able to receive? And then how does that close the circle on the law of attraction? I'm talking millions, not minions, millions. When we come back, Carrie's going to walk us through that. I love We're Talking Story. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. If you want help with this, because if somebody's got you, and I know many of you, you get other people. You're like, I got you. You're like, giving. Can you take it in? Let's take a short break. Everybody, we'll be right back.
Tune in to No More Rules, The Impact of Being You, the first and third Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific, every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto. And join the movement to awaken your inner power, be the creator of your own healthy life, as they help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcome limiting behaviors and beliefs. Listen to thought-provoking conversations and visit YourImpactWellness.com to schedule your consultation today.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Before we talk about, I want to talk about the exchange of this. It is an exchange. You know, in psychology and organizational behavior, you know, there's a thing called exchange theory, and people research it. I researched and studied psychological contracts, which are basically a version of that. But they carry with them a level of weight, accountability, integrity, and a whole bunch of other things. We're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to talk about your great giver. You're great. I got you. You're like, I got you, sister. I got you, brother. I got you, boss. But then when they say, I got you back, what do you do with it? Before we go there, Carrie, give us an update on what you've been up to and how we can find out more about you.
Yes, come hang out with me at KnutsonSpeaks.com on Instagram or Facebook. I'm doing a bunch of presentations, especially now on thriving through change, authentic leadership, leading through change, dealing with stress, building resilience. So a lot of fun topics. And then I'm also doing my One Woman Show this Sunday. If you're in Denver, come to the Clock Tower Cabaret. It's a storytelling show about our human connection. It's an extension of this show through storytelling. And the idea is stories are memorable and relatable, and storytelling is something people have, done since the dawn of time. So this is bringing together people for storytelling and humor and connection.
Tell people a little bit about this, because this is kind of like before we went through the past 3 years, you're out there doing this all the time, and now you have stepped fully into Carrie Knutson, Knutson Speaks full time. You know, this is not just a stepping out. Now it's a stepping in. Now it is bringing to the forefront that which you have been preparing for your life, right?
Yes, definitely. And it's been an amazing journey since the pandemic to like be a virtual speaker and figure that out, and then go more into the world and be speaking in front of audiences again. And then I felt like in our last episode, we talked about when you know it's time, it was time to start the show again. And the show is called Ain't Never Met a Stranger. And this is kind of about the I gotcha attitude with like, are people really strangers? Or are they friends you haven't met yet? And just coming out, telling things, being out in the world, being ready to do those things again has been a journey, and full-time, doing it full-time now, has been so exciting and scary and anxiety-provoking and wonderful. And it's all those, it's those feelings of the complexity of our human experience that I have as well, because I am human, about that. But it feels like it's time. It feels so like exciting, and to be putting coaching in the world and presentations and my show and this show, the podcasts are all ways of getting big out loud for me. Like, getting big means opening yourself up to possibility. And even if you're scared, feeling that fear and figuring out how to get big, and then talking about it out loud. We have to talk. We have to connect. We need to be with other people to do that. So that's the whole genesis of the Get Big Out Loud. And it's in everything I do.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things we want to talk about is you don't have to be stepping out or doing what we're talking about. We are in a time, though, now where we do need to know that somebody's got it. You know, there's the expression, I've got your back. That's another expression. It's the same idea. I've got you, right? Mm-hmm. Famous song, right? I got you, babe. Famous song, right? Everybody related to that, right? Didn't even know what that meant exactly. I got you. But let's talk about really good. I'm telling everybody, I got you, Linda, I got you, right? But then, wait a minute. Okay, I got you, Dr. Pat. And you're like, what does that even mean?
Right. Oh, let's talk about it. Because that is so beautiful. That's a beautiful setup to talk about our resistance, right? And the idea with receiving help, receiving advice, receiving whatever it is, in some sense, I got you. The first thing we need to notice is our resistance. Just notice where it comes up in your body. Okay, notice the first thing your brain says, and then notice the idea, is it connected to feeling guilty? Is it connected to your worthiness? Is it connected to your sense of independence and that you should be able to do things, all of them, all the things, all on your own? And just notice the narrative. And it's, I say notice and not judge, because once we get into judging the narrative, then it goes down a different path. If you can notice, like if I said, when someone offers help, and let's say I'm in a situation where I feel resistant, I might notice that my stomach gets tight, or my mouth gets dry, or my mind starts racing. I might notice that my feeling, like for me, this is for personally for me, I've hyper independent since I was young. Like I could do it my way. I want to do it. I told my mom one time, I said, thanks for letting me kind of just do what I wanted and the way I wanted to. And she looked at me in the most serious face and she goes, who is going to stop you? So I was trying to be gracious and say, thanks, Mom. Thanks for always supporting me, my independence. She's like, how could we stop you? You're like, I'm doing this. This is happening. So that is, that's kind of how I show up in the world, is fiercely independent. So I might notice in a situation where someone's trying to be like, hey, Carrie, I got you, that my idea of like, no, I'm independent. I should know this. I should do it. I don't want to be seen as weak. And when you can say, oh, that's that narrative playing in my head, and without judgment, you can, oh, that's one narrative. And then you can reality test it and be like, does that really serve me right now? Does that narrative serve me? And that's why, again, if you don't judge it, you can just see it for what it is. So if you're in, if the narrative comes up, like mine is independence, I should be able to figure this all out by myself. Another narrative that might come up is worthiness. Like, am I worthy of help? Like, do I feel like I'm not worthy of my value? And sometimes that hurts because it's kind of deep around feeling worthy of being seen, loved, cared for, taken care of. And that can be a deep wound. And so when that comes up, our worthiness, we really have to hold tight to that with no judgment and just say, oh, my worthiness, I can see my worthiness coming up in this moment. I can see my independence coming up. Those things come up. Then you can say with love, you can say, oh, that, look what came up for me. And then reality test it to the moment. And again, does this serve me now? Most times the answer is no, it doesn't serve you right now. So you can have those feelings and you can still make a different decision to act. And yeah, that's when you can say, like in the grocery line, when that guy's offering you $300 and you're probably like, I have money. I'm not this way. I don't know where it is. And then people are lined up behind you. And then there's the extra panic of like, down the line, lady. And then the cashier's like, what are you going to do? And this guy's saying, I can help you. And then your individual feeling's like, but I'm not poor. Like whatever story you're telling yourself. So you have to make a split second decision, right? Do I say yes?
Yeah.
And do I say thank you? And do I leave it at that in the moment so that it doesn't become conflated, you know, with everything else? And that is real. That's the moment. And that's when we get into, we're like, ooh, you can't spend too much time in the decision-making phase, because sometimes you have to say yes fast. And someone's saying, I got you. And then you have to be like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so fast that, okay, like they're unpacking, they're grabbing your cart, like, and taking your groceries. You have to decide.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know when I picked up on this, but probably in recovery. And I resisted this. I was one of the original resistors. There's a phrase, and replace this word with whatever y'all want. God is everything or God is nothing. God either is or God isn't. You can replace it with goddess. You can replace it with universe, life source, life force, whatever you want to replace it with. But it's a very telling statement. It doesn't matter where you see it or how you believe in it. And one of the things that I'm struck by today in hearing you this is what I said to you about being all in. When you're all in on, I got this, you have to be all in on both sides of that coin,
mm-hmm.
Right? You've got the coin in your hand. It has two sides to it. It's like a quarter. You can't just say, I want the head sides of the coin. I'm going to like cut the backside off and I'm going to exchange it. They're both sides. What's the downside from where you sit? Because I know what it's like to be here. But what is the downside for putting that resistance wall up and saying no?
So you miss out on the opportunities. And you described it so beautifully as a coin, because you cannot be always on the side of it. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Without expecting, like, I might need someone to get me. I might need to be seen in this moment. I might need to help. And also, the people kind of forget this. Letting people help us gives the giver some satisfaction. We all like feeling useful. We like feeling like we have something to offer, no matter what it may be, what age or stage we're in. We like that. So sometimes I think by letting you help me, I'm giving you something too. And a lot of us are kind of exhausted because if that one side of the coin is always facing out, I got you, I'm giving, it's endless, I can just give. And then also there's a facade of like, having to know it all and do it all and be it all. That's very tiring. And then when you don't let people help or you don't let people in, it's a barrier to relationships. It's a barrier to fulfillment. Also, you cannot possibly have the skill sets you need completely to get you through this life. You just don't have it. We need other people. And if you look back at your life, and I'll look back at mine, you know, like, oh, I needed these people here. I needed that person there. So many. Yeah. If you look back, you would be like, oh, just the gratitude of like, who helped me get here? And so many people, right? To have skill sets that I don't have. And that, frankly, I'm not going to get. Like, I'm not... Like, think about even the show today, the people producing the show and putting it out, and that, like, how I'm not even involved in that, but it's such a critical piece to being like, this show only gets out because people produce it and then send it out, right? Things that I'll never know about, but people said, we can help you do this show. Here's what you're going to do. I don't even remember the first time I did my promo video, and I was like, hello, welcome to Get Big Out Loud. And then whoever's on the line, I forget her name, she was like, talk more like a normal person and less like a radio host, right? And like even getting help, or like, I've never done this before, right? Or even here's how to get a mic, here's how to set it up. Like things in our lives that will allow us to do other things. So this is a conduit for allowing me to speak about what I speak of. But the getting there involved a lot of things I didn't know about. And in your life too, as audience members, as people listening, you can think about times when you've let people say, I got you. And you've accepted that help, what it means to the giver and what it means to you, and how that fosters relationships that make change, that make us feel seen, that help us move along in life, which is what we're all trying to do. We're trying to help each other along in life. We're trying to do that. And that's the attitude of give and get. We can do both.
You know, one of the things, I got an email this morning. I get a lot of emails, but I got one this morning that made me stop. And the person had sent this beautiful newsletter out calling it the year that dreams are built. And I stopped for a minute and I said, yeah, this is the year that dreams are built and manifested. They're manifested. And so often we separate the building from the manifesting. And the thing that I got struck by was this topic you brought today. You have to have both. You have to have the ability to build, and you have to have the ability to let people help you build. You have to have these two energies where, you know, some people say yin, yang, whatever you want to call it. They're energies, and sometimes they represent a contrast, like polar opposites, but other times they're not that explicit. They're more subtle, mm-hmm. right? They're just really little things that lead up to other things. For example, somebody wants to help you carry a grocery, or wants to take your cart and put it back in the rack. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are little things, but there's something underneath them that builds up a larger restricted category. Right? You see what I'm saying?
It's the human exchange. It's a connection. I see, I feel seen. I can help you with your cart. I can take your groceries. I can hold the door open for you. I can, it was the other day, I was holding this door open for a person in crutches, and she goes, it's going to take me a minute. I'm like, I got all day. And I was just thinking, like, I can do this for you. I don't want you to get here in 2 minutes and have to deal with this door. And it was just that exchange. And afterwards, I remember feeling like, I'm so glad that I thought to open that door for her. And I had some empathy for being on crutches myself, right? But then you just think, like, can I extend myself in this moment? And it's the human exchange. It's the human connection. And you're right. It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be anything like what we would think of, like, oh my gosh, this person, like, you know, even the paid for your groceries, that's like a big thing.
But That was a big thing.
I just have stories like that, though, because I'm thinking about the times, again, when my kids were little. Sometimes my wallet was in the diaper bag. Sometimes it was in the car. Sometimes it was in the place. And I had times, too, where I had to keep myself at the store, call my husband and be, can you call in our groceries? Well, I don't know where my wallet is, right? But we've had times over, think, when strangers helped us, when they were kind, when someone lets us in line, when we're driving and there's a backup and someone says, you go ahead, right? Or someone doesn't speed up to pass you, but they let you in. Or someone's smiles at you generously. Like, I think about times where I've been in situations where there's been long lines and the person might have just looked up like, I'll get you as soon as I can, everybody, working really hard up here, and gives a smile or something, or even sincerely says, like, I was buying a plant for a friend, and then at the same time I was asking about something for about my jade plant, and I was like, what soil should I get for my jade plant? And I had talked to this lady, we had worked through things, the exchange was finished, and she's like, as I left, she goes, remember, don't make your plant too big for the jade, because they don't like too much room. Have a good day. She remembered my stupid jade plant question, right? And I kept thinking, that lady really cares about my jade plant. And it was just a sweet little moment.
It is. You know, it's funny because sometimes we don't know that there may be a point in time where we've done I got you and helped a person out, where we may need them to help us. Exact situation with helping Linda's sister in a horrific situation. And I've got some skills. I mean, I've got a brain that knows how to put thousands of pieces of material together and create like a punchline, bottom line that says something like, this is the problem. This is what they did. This is what we want. And, you know, my brain works like that for some reason. Mm-hmm. Now, my brain doesn't work like we need to take a 4-hour meeting, transcribe it, and then categorize that. But Linda's brain does.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, being able to help a person at that level, you never know that one act of I got you turned itself around here as recently as last week, where I needed something. And this person was the only person that could help me. Right. You see, it's very interesting. And it was hard for me, though, Carrie. I will say it was hard for me. I had to really be like accepting it. And I think that this is that independent people like you and me, like we grow up, have to take care of ourselves.
Yes. And we have that as, and you know what, that's a helpful quality. So it didn't come like by accident. It was a helpful quality at certain times in our lives. That's why the question is, does this serve me now? Because the answer is sometimes, yes, this is serving me. Other times, does this serve me now? The answer is no. And that whole idea of, can I accept, and why or why not? What makes some situations easy? What makes them hard? Am I afraid about how I'm going to look or be judged, or my worthiness or my independence, or I should know because I'm this age or have this much experience? Like, I even think sometimes I have a couple therapist friends that I call when I need to be like, I don't know what I got to talk this through, because it's a safe space to be like, I don't know what happens when you don't know in your field and you like, I need some other ideas. You call people, right? And they're like, oh, what about this? And it's just like, okay, because sometimes we don't know. And so even in a professional setting, do you have your people where you can be real with and connect with? And those whole things like letting down our facade, letting down our guard, connecting in important ways, and also realizing everybody probably has something to give us in some way. If we are open to it, everybody does. So that doesn't exclude people. It actually includes more people, and it includes us. Like, in what ways can I say I got you? In what ways can other people get me? Can this exchange of love, of energy, of being seen, be more part of our lives than, you know, it currently is?
Yeah.
Probably yes.
You know, it's a great exercise we can give people to do with this. It's kind of like we do today. And many folks don't know any of the conversations that you and I have over the course of the time we've known each other, just chatting. Sometimes you don't have to hear those words, but people show up. But there's a great exercise we can have people do. I've done it and I've had to do it. Find somebody, your best friend. Like, let's say it would be, for me, it would be Linda. And I would say, Linda, for the next 7 days, I just need you. Every time that I call you, you say, I got you. And every time I talk to you, I say, I got you. And we just get comfortable with how that feels. No response, right? Because if Linda goes through the exercise of I got you, then her next question is, what's the matter? What can I help you with right now? It's not that.
Well, that's what listeners need to know, that Linda is pretty much an East Coast Chuffy, who's going to be like, what do you want me to talk about my feelings?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong?
So she'd be hilarious to do this.
Even just mentioning the exercise, like I don't know if she's listening right now, but even mentioning, I want to do this with you for a week, right? Even just mentioning it, I have to say, look, just listen to the episode. Really, I'm good. I'm really good. I just want to practice the way this feels because this is the key. Okay, punchline. I want you to comment on this. Many people don't even remember the movie The Secret, but my first introduction to prosperity came decades and decades and decades ago before I understood it. And it was by a man who was revered. Actually, one of our people is quite knowledgeable of who this is. And, you know, I was given an entree to something that was called Dare to Be Great. Many, 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 many before you can kindle it or whatever. But I worked in the corporation, so I would get that. I would get that. When you are given something that causes you to question whether anything of prosperity and abundance is really you, it's an opportunity to really talk about and practice what we're talking about today. Because shortly after that, somebody will say, because this is the way it works, I got you. You have to prepare yourself to receive. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to read a book or you're going to understand a message from Glenn Turner, if you're going to understand a message of Dare to Be Great or any book that came out, I was given a lot of books because people thought I was crazy and they thought that I should improve myself. Pretty much true. But I read them. They never talked about this part, Carrie. They didn't talk about this part.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no law of attraction without both of these. Carrie?
Yes. And what you're saying is it's like looking at both sides of a coin. You described that beautifully. Like you cannot always have one side. You cannot say, I just want heads and no tails. That's not how life works. And a rich, rewarding life is full of other people helping each other. No one gets to the top alone. No one gets where they want to be alone. And the idea of inviting people in, saying yes, I'll say yes to it. You like looking at where you resist it and why, without judgment, but with just more of an awareness. Then you can say, why am I resisting this? And then you can process that a bit. And next time the opportunity comes up, you can be like, I'm practicing letting people say, I got you. I'm practicing. As much as I say, I got you to other people, I'm practicing accepting I got you from others. And that kind of attitude and that exchange. And I'm even thinking now, getting ready for my show, it's a one woman show. But do you know how many people I have to thank? Do you know how many people are helping me put on this show? Do you know, like, and I think about like the little things and the big things and all the things that take it. And it's funny because I'm like, I should just thank myself for doing my show. But it's impossible because so many people are stepping up to use their skill sets in ways like I have friends that are interpreting. I have someone who's videoing. I have my friend who's producing. I have people running the lights. I have people doing ticket sales and advertising. And like, stuff that I could never, ever do. So this is the thing about in life, to where we reach where we want to go, it takes others. And like you said, you can't have all heads and no tails. It's the flip of the coin. Some days you'll be the I got you person. And some days the person you're saying, thank you for getting me.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Look, so many things to be grateful for. But what you're talking about here today, this is the energy that will enable people to step forward or run in place. You see, that's what happens. You know, even helping somebody by saying, I got you, that will move you forward because it does something. It's a level of humility and giving and gratitude. And the other part of this is doing something that allows you to take in what somebody's given. Thank you for a powerful show. Please tell people again how they can come see you. I am so glad. You're out there.
Yeah, it's very exciting and nerve-wracking and hopeful and scary, all the things. But yes, my show is Sunday, this coming Sunday, March 19th in Denver, Colorado at the Clock Tower Cabaret. It's called Ain't Never Met a Stranger, Stories from the Passenger Seat. And it's all true stories about meeting people, some people I've never met again, but these interactions between when we meet and like what happens in those moments. And it's funny and it's sad and it's happy and it's all the feels. And it's at a great venue called the Clock Tower Cabaret. And you can find it on my website at knutsonspeaks.com. And there's the link to the tickets are there. And again, this is really an extension of the work I do through public speaking and coaching. The show came about because people are like, tell us the story. And people often remember the story and the feeling more than the thing you're trying to teach them. So I started teaching a lot through storytelling, and then the show is an extension of that. And it's a fun, it's exactly what we're talking about today, the give and the get and the random connections that you never forget how you felt. Even if you forget maybe the person's name or the exact situation, you remember how you felt.
Yeah. And this is the message for today. And this is the message that I think anybody that's either watched the Oscars last night or listened the playback to the speeches by Michelle Yeoh, Jamie Lee Curtis, if you listen to those three people and you listen to what they expressed, it was all the emotion of what, Carrie, you just talked about today. You know, and sometimes we think that people in Hollywood and celebrities don't have this, but they do. They need I got you and they give I got you. Mm-hmm. Carrie, thank you so much. Last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
I'd like you to take from today the idea of you have something to give to others. You have an innate skill set. You have abilities that other people don't have. Everyone has the ability to be an I got you person, regardless of your job or your status. You can be an I got you person. You can also notice your resistance to accepting being gotten, for lack of a better way to say it. And remember the two sides of the coins. You've got to have both. And the goal is connection. The goal is the love exchange. The goal is being seen. And for a short time or a long time, it doesn't matter. It's connecting with other people because we're humans. And that connection makes life worth living. It makes us happier, makes us more joyful, makes us feel okay to give and to get. It's love. And that's what I gotcha is.
Wow. Thank you so very much. And I want to acknowledge what this month is all about. You know, it is celebrating women. It is an acknowledgement of women. You see it coming out front and back and sideways. And it's an acknowledgement for all of you women that are listening and the men listening. It's for everyone, really. Is there's a side of each of us that has the ability to I've got this and then mm-hmm. to receive I've got this or mm-hmm. I've got you. Mm-hmm. So just remember, you are both sides of that coin, and it's multifaceted, and it's an energy that once you say yes to it, your life will change. Carrie Knutson. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dr. Pat.
All right, everyone. We know we got you. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to Get Big Out Loud Radio, where we explore the complex, funny, and beautiful ride of life with me, Carrie Knutson, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will help you to know which thoughts are keeping you small in order for you to get big. Get big and live your life out loud. For more information, visit KnutsonSpeaks.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.